I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two dams burst in Libya during a torrential storm with barely any warning. On Sunday, the tremendous floodwaters swept away whole buildings in the Libyan town of Derna. At least 5,300 people are confirmed dead. That number could be as high as 20,000. Riyad Jabala with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says they're working to connect with their Libyan Christian contacts.
Most of our friends live far from the affected area in Derna. One of our sisters who live abroad, all her family live in Derna. She lost one of her relatives' families, and the rest of the family member lost their homes.
Please pray for Libyan believers affected by the flooding to sense God's comfort and share Christ with others. After a 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit Morocco last week, government aid has been slow and communities are frustrated. Over 2,900 people were killed and 5,500 injured. For now, NGOs are reaching quake zones with aid and hope. Transworld Radio is one ministry going to be Jesus' hands and feet. Brother Ann with TWR.
We have lined it up to go on air as of next Tuesday, next week, and we are working on making copies of SD cards, and our teams on the ground are going in a few days to the zone where people are affected and giving these SD cards, spending time with people, show them how to tune in, show them how to install it in their mobile phones, and help them to listen.
The SD cards have biblical encouragement. 99% of Moroccans don't know Jesus. Please pray for open gospel doors and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get yours free at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.